The Hilltop Encampment in Julian Lane Riverfront Park was in plain view for police helicopters. More than a dozen Tampa police vehicles arrived on the scene before midnight. Tampa Police Captain Brian Dugan and at least 20 other officers threatened to arrest anyone who would not leave the park. He told protesters they had to collect their belongings and leave, but he was interrupted by the People's Mic.
Okay, so everybody understands the park is closed.
Mic check.
Mic check.
Mic check.
The park doesn't close. When we want liberation of a park. We're trying to express our First Amendment right. So you're not allowed to close a public space.
Occupy Tampa's goal was to occupy a public park for the whole month of December. More than 100 demonstrators marched from their permanent encampment outside Curtis Hickson Waterfront Park to Riverfront Park. Before the group was arrested, it chanted, "We are unstoppable, another world is possible," and also recited the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution.
Mic check!
Congress shall pass!
No laws!
Prohibiting!
The rights of the people!
To assemble peacefully!
And to petition the government for redress of grievances!
Jordan Hera had not been protesting that night, but entered the park to see what was happening. He said he was unjustly given an official trespass warning.
Park was getting raided. I walked over to the park that was to find out what was going on. As soon as I walked in the park and I saw the cops informed me to leave. As soon as I left, I was ordered by the original cop superior to stay. And as soon as I stayed, they took my ID and trespassed me from every city park.
Four people had set up tents and 24 other protesters laid out sleeping bags. But when police arrived to evict their new encampment, many of the group left. Dakari Jones has a pending felony charge and wasn't originally planning to get arrested.
Tonight would be a really bad night for me to get arrested.
Why is that?
Because I've been arrested 4 times and I believe the police are trying to single me out among certain other people.
And so you're clearly trying to avoid that happening again?
Yes, because there's a chance that they'll try to keep me in jail as long as they can, as long as, you know, legally possible.
Several people called the police racist for targeting Jones, who is African-American. Occupy Tampa's Chris Kulecki was one witness.
A bunch of individuals were in the park and attracted the attention of the police officers that were standing over there. Everyone came back over to the sidewalk, and they singled out Dakari Jones for arrest because he is a recognizable face of Occupy Tampa. He's one of the guys that has been on the ground for as many days as he hasn't been in jail. And they have been targeting people who are here all the time. And while there were 15 or 20 people running into that park, that's the only one that they decided to come back out and arrest.
The crowd burst into chanting the word shame at officers. Lieutenant Butcher walked about 30 yards toward the sidewalk and pushed Occupy Tampa's journalist Mike Madison into the park and then issued him a verbal trespass warning.
Press man, walk in here for a minute, away from all your friends.
Hey, it was a stopping ID.
But Madison said he was more concerned that Dakari Jones might be locked up for a while.
Because I don't have an answer for why he was arrested, and he's been repeatedly arrested and charged with felonies, and I just got a verbal trespass. But I'd worry about Dakari Renee Jones right now.
Some members called it a test run for their potential month-long occupation of a park, but protesters seemed content with the new location. Cade Kelly set up his camp atop the hill earlier that night, hoping that the group could also make a difference in the community.
It's next to an impoverished area that we thought we could possibly help. And we're definitely speaking with bathrooms, which is fantastic, and more room.
Do you think that's gonna be important to have this much more room?
Come RNC, yes, definitely. There will be a lot of people here for that, and I don't think Kylie Gardens could handle. I don't think it could handle this crowd.
The group also called attention to World AIDS Day, and they held a candlelight vigil before laying down their bedding. Owen Gaither called for solidarity with other political movements.
If we could all,
please,
please.
Take a moment of silence.
Take a moment of silence.
To be in solidarity.
To be in solidarity.
With our brothers and sisters in Cairo.
With our brothers and sisters in Cairo.
Who are fighting for their rights.
Who are fighting for their rights.
To exist and have a voice.
To exist and have a voice.
If we could also take a moment.
If we could also take a moment.
For our brothers and sisters.
For our brothers and sisters.
During World AIDS Day.
World AIDS Day.
After police left, at least two members of Occupy Tampa continued to sleep on the park grass overnight to show solidarity with those arrested. 62 protesters have been arrested since Occupy Tampa began sleeping overnight in public 55 days ago. For WMNF News, I'm Josh Holton in Tampa.